a mockery of true forgiveness and the atonement upon which it is based. And, you know, I'm not one to throw stones. I expect that, you know, however the eternities are arranged, my personal wicked life will earn me one long time in the fiery place. But I just am sickened at my stomach that a little girl can be killed in this fashion. And I mean, it is inconceivable that you can kill a little girl and not go to prison. 1 year in the county jail is what you get for selling your neighbor a dime bag of marijuana. Okay? If your name is Juan or Jose, you might even get longer. I'm not trying to play the race card, but let's just be honest. Going to the Utah County Jail will be a great chance for Brian Miller to meet Latinos who have all committed crimes far less egregious than his. If you just want me to be flat-out honest about it, I just want to say to the judges and the prosecutors of this state, you are not bishops. You are not mental health professionals. You are not rehabilitators. You are here to represent the offended laws and the damaged citizens of Utah. Period. Get your head straight, understand your role, know your place, play your position. That's the deal. We all do our part, we come out okay. People get confused about who they are, we get in trouble. Know who you are, be who you are. That's the key to life. We got this judge down there, Claudia Lakoff, and she's going to save poor Brian Miller. She says of him, sending him to prison may temporarily help those who are mourning, but it will not bring closure, and it will not take away the grief you've suffered. How's that any of your business, Claudia? How about your job as a judge is to represent the offended laws of this state, to be a last spokesperson for the victim, the dead 7-year-old girl? I understand that you got all weepy and teary-eyed, want to send Valentine's to Brian Miller, girl killer, but don't you think somewhere, somehow, Claudia, you ought to stand up and say, not anymore, not in my county, you are going to take it, young man? Don't you think that's why we pay judges? Don't you? I want to go down. Is it Kay Bryson, district attorney in Utah County? I want to go down there and start doing CPR on the people who work there, because every man jack of them seems to be stinking dead. For the good they do the community down there, for this absolute spineless prosecution they bring against people, you'd think probably they're all in a coma. Hey, Kay, how'd you do with that BYU rape trial? How'd that go, buddy boy? Oh, I'm sorry. Acquittals on all counts? Oh, that's too bad. Sorry about that. Nice try, pansy. My goodness gracious. Know your role. We got the judge giving a talk on how, well, punishment won't do any good here. I don't want to send him to prison. He'll only come out a hardened criminal. I think we can save this one. Don't you think that's up to him? If he's some humble guy, won't he come out of prison humble? My goodness gracious. And don't you think if there was a conscience in there, don't you think if there was a conscience in there at some point over those 2 years, he might have apologized once for killing that little girl? Don't you think if there was a conscience in there, he might not have been going down the road snorting the Oxycontin? Don't you think? And this dad who says, oh yeah, my kid's not a criminal. No, can I just ask how your son ended up being a stoner, pal? How exactly did that come around? I don't want to be negative here. I realize I'm a jerk. I apologize. But not really. This is an untenable situation. It's disgusting. It's a perversion of American justice. All right, we'll take a break. 7:21, time for a preview of the 7:30 news. Here's Abby Bunnell.
Good morning, Bob.